The German label ECM has built its reputation on forward-looking jazz and new music, documenting such established artists as pianist Keith Jarrett and such lesser-known talents as Norwegian saxophonist Jan Garbarek. Well, after 30 years of music making, 8 of the artists on the ECM roster have gone back, listened to their music, and compiled a sort of greatest hits. The result is a series of CDs called Rerum. Critic Tom Moon says the series offers a new way to appreciate the ECM sound.
1969. Rock was erupting in 10 directions. Free jazz had already heated up to a competitive whale. Fusion was coalescing. It was the year of Miles Davis's frenetic, freeform Bitches Brew. And from Europe, of all places, came the beginnings of the quietest revolution in the history of jazz. Where most jazz musicians of the age pursued individual feats of greatness, the musicians of ECM, like saxophonist Jan Garbarek, had different aspirations. They listened carefully and complemented each other. Theirs was a new kind of chamber music that relied on atmosphere. Some pieces sounded like they'd been conceived on or inspired by a vast, desolate prairie. This is guitarist Terje Ripdahl, one of the first artists to sign with ECM. He and his label mates might have been virtuosos, but they didn't bludgeon listeners with technique. They were concerned with creating placid settings for collective expression. Here's one enduring theme from the early ECM days, Keith Jarrett's My Song. This is saxophonist Jan Garbarek playing with Jarrett in 1974. ECM artists collaborated often, and the Rerum anthologies show that ideas born on one session were often revisited later by different musicians on other records. Garbarek said he considered the projects he did as a sideman to be as important as his own titles. His 2-disc anthology includes works with jazz band, small orchestra, the vocal choir known as the Hilliard Ensemble, and others. Among the little heard gems is this duet with guitarist Ralph Towner from 1977. All 8 of the Rerum anthologies include liner notes written by the artists. There's an impressive stylistic range, from experimental jazz to freeform rock. And each one shows the artist growing and changing. ECM founder Manfred Eicher encouraged Jarrett, his marquee star, to record a 2-disc set of improvisations on an antique clavichord. This excerpt from Book of Ways is on Jarrett's collection. The idea of Rerum is to give listeners a quick, but not necessarily comprehensive, survey. After all, most of these artists have been recording for 30 years. The anthologies help to show where an artist started. Those who have come to love the guitarist Bill Frisell through his country-tinged recent works should investigate the intricate miniatures he wrote early on, like this. The first batch of ECM anthologies covers Frisell, Keith Jarrett, Jan Gabarek, and Terje Ripdahl, as well as pianist Chick Corea and Bobo Stenson, vibraphonist Gary Burton, and the avant-garde collective The Art Ensemble of Chicago. These artists were hardly hitmakers, but the anthologies are like greatest hits records. They capture the experiments that worked. Eicher started off with musicians who had big ears and broad curiosity, and let them go explore. What they brought back was music of extraordinary nuance and emotion that lures you into quiet contemplation and then takes you on an adventure.
The series of CDs is called Rerum. Our reviewer, Tom Moon, writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer.